The evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould offered a cautionary tale about this tendency based on his own experience in an essay called "The Median Isn't the Message." In July 1982, he was diagnosed as suffering from abdominal mesothelioma, a rare and almost always fatal form of cancer, usually contracted from exposure to asbestos. Ignoring his doctor's advice not to bother with the literature on his condition, Gould looked it up and found that the median mortality was 8 months. That is, 8 months after diagnosis, half of all patients had died. Most people would interpret this as meaning, in 8 months, I will probably be dead. But Gould, being a trained scientist, reasoned that if this was the median, that meant that half of sufferers would live longer, so he set about working out his chances of being in that half. It turned out that his age and the fact that he had been diagnosed early meant that he stood a very good chance. Then he set about finding out how much longer he might go on. It turned out that some, a very few, survived for years. Gould went on to try an experimental treatment. He died of cancer last Monday, almost 20 years after the initial diagnosis. It's tempting to say the average is caught up with him, and in one sense, that's true. On average, you're going to die. But it would be truer to say that Gould beat the averages comprehensively. In the end, that's the only sensible way to deal with them.